deployment shenanigans. So in Iraq, I was stationed in the green zone. The trailer, the wash trailer, if you will, was behind the presidential palace that the military occupied at the time. So I'd go there after my shift at night, usually around, I guess, about 10:30 or so. And there'd only be about five or six guys that would come in during that time period. And the shower was rather large, and they did have curtains. What we would do is go towards the back of the last three or four shower stalls, if you will. And, you know, the guys would basically leave the curtains open, and we would sit there, and the five or six guys, a couple Marines, couple Army guys, couple special operator type of guys, couple Blackwater type of security force individuals. And we would sit there, and we would just shoot a fucking load all over the fucking shower floor. In Afghanistan, probably around 2010, I was at a place called Sharana, and one of my sister companies was visiting from a different outpost, and the shower stalls kind of like were about 2 feet off the ground, and they would hold like the bottom of the shower would hold like maybe like a half an inch of water before it would go down the drain. So it gave this really good reflective quality, if you will. So I could tell by the way the guys were talking that came in to shower that night that they weren't from our camp, and that they were visiting from our sister company. And they, you know, were standing there and talking, messing around. And, you know, these shower stalls had curtains as well. But remember, I was in the stall next to them, and I could see that one of the guys had proceeded to jerk off in the shower stall. And by the reflection, I could tell that he was very well endowed, and he was beating that dick like it fucking owed him some money. Then one time when I was redeploying, going through Kuwait, these are like transient showers, which are very active, if you will, and, you know, a lot more cruisy. And they had a glory hole, or not a glory hole, a peep hole between some of the shower stalls. And I was sitting there, you know, showering, taking a long shower, jerking my own dick, you know, waiting. Finally, someone got in the stall next to me, it was a redheaded ginger type of guy. You know, eventually he starts, playing with himself. And, I stick my hand under the stall a little bit. And there wasn't enough room for him to, come out of the stall, but he obviously knew I was watching. So he put on a good little show for me. So that is some of the shower shenanigans that happen on deployments. So I hope you've enjoyed. In a few days, I will put up another vote. So since you guys picked this one, I won't be talking about showers anymore, probably not for a while. But you know, I think the other ones you might like are the Marines at Camp Pendleton. Either way, you just vote. I'll put it out there and you guys tell me what you want to hear. And one little treat. So one of my soldiers in my platoon, used to think that he was well endowed, which, I mean, he kind of was. So, you know, when we'd go to the showers at our FOB, our base, he would basically walk around with a towel. You know, he'd have a hard on, and it was about 8.5-9 inches, and he would just drape a towel over it. So all the new guys that would come into, the shower room would kind of get to see that. I think I had an opportunity one time to maybe give him a blowjob, but you know, it didn't work out. And then, I do have one more for you. We got these new shower trailers one time at one of our locations, and the showers had curtains on them, but they were also facing this wall of mirrors, and the sinks were under the mirrors. Well, I opened the door, and as soon as I opened the door, there was only one guy in there. And he basically had the shower curtain butt ass open. and he was basically jerking off into the mirror. Obviously, when I came in, he closed the curtain because he knew I was in there. But, you know, I got a good peek at that dick before he closed the curtain. All right. Have a good night.